As long as they're clean.
Clean? What does clean mean? Like,
no prohibited words.
Oh, and what words would those be?
We're on the air, don't ask.
I thought I'd trick you into it. Didn't work. Oh. Let's see here. Okay. Hello.
Introduce the group and give it some history while we're sitting up.
Say what?
Introduce the group and give it some history while we're sitting up.
Oh, well, okay. Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Rick Larson talking. You probably have never heard of me, and you probably never will after this. We're Vets on Frets. We're going to play very soon. We're tuning up our instruments right now. Neil O'Connor is with us today, direct from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And he's a virtuoso on the guitar, and he has a degree from a music school. Where is it? Never mind. I'm kidding about that. What I'm doing actually is filling time and trying to entertain the group. And it's a massive group, and the microphone almost fell over just now. But also we have with us today, direct from California, Thomas Hofspringer.
Normally I go by Eric Clapton, but we can go with Hofspringer.
Eric Clapton it is. It's a lovely day, and it's summertime, finally. Isn't that wonderful? Now we are all veterans except one. We have Air Force, Army, and I'm obviously Navy. And Mark is a master guitarist and a great instructor for our group and performer, who's been performing for 79 years now.
Yeah, now I'm playing with young guys.
Yeah, no, that's right. So, there may be some exaggeration there, but we're going to play some stuff today.
Mark,
I think you've heard some of it. And
you want me to sit over there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're trying to work out our seating arrangement right now. You can't see it, but trust me, eventually we'll all get seated. Oh.
Musical chairs.
Describe the huge crowd that's out here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Woodstock Revisited. Look
it is. It really is. And we want you to jump up and down and clap and along with us and sing along with us if you know any of the songs we're going to do.
Which are all originals by you.
Well, once we get going, we will. Actually, we're on the air right now, so that's all we can do, right?
Right.
Can we do any? Can we do any other song?
No, just original.
You and Dan Proud have composed them.
Oh, he's not here, so we're really not probably going to do that. But
Rick, let's just get through the first four you came up with, and then I'll pick a couple others.
Okay.
That I know of Danny.
Okay, so help me in this one. Capo.
Sounds good.
I'm getting old.
That's better.
Let me see. 27.
Capo 2. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Boy, it's nice and warm out here. All right, here's a song that I wrote along with... No, I think I wrote this all myself. It's called Getting Old. People do it. And it's a doo-wop song.
Oh, yeah.
And... Okay. Ready?
Yep.
How did I ever get this old? Seemed like it happened last night. Looked in the mirror this morning. Good God, I'm an awful sight. I got wrinkles all over my body. My chin hangs down a mile. Have the teeth of my mother gone. I'm not going out in style. Eyes have gotten all blurry. My knees and hips both ache. My heartbeats are irregular. I guess that's why I shake. My blood sugar's rising. My metabolism's low. My pulse is breaking records. My urine refuses to flow. But I'm not done yet. Got a ways to go. I'm not done yet. Like a river, I just flow. I take 14 pills in the morning and 13 more at night. The reaper comes a-calling. I'll be much too tired to fight. My wife passed on a while back. My kids all moved away. I try my best to hang in there. I take it from day to day. I feel like a broken windmill. Nothing works well anymore. I try to keep myself regular and both feet on the floor. There's no sense in crying. Here's one thing that I know. We're all passengers on this carnival ride, and we better enjoy the show. And I'm not done yet. I got a ways to go. I'm not done yet. Like a river, I just flow. Thank you. Joining us now is Red from Sun Prairie, and he just put his guitar case on my foot, is Jim Ballwig.
I thought you always liked it when I did that.
There he goes thinking again.
You're going to sing more? Would you like a mic?
I thought that that's what.
Nah, I mean just to make you.
Right behind you.
I could stick a mic in front of you. Let me do that.
Good idea.
Oh, we can hear you, but it'd be nice if the voice stood out a little more.
Is that anything like I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy? Can I say that on the radio?
I don't know.
You just did. Okay, we're adjusting our microphones now.
All right. So this one
you got to be close to with your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Well,
which number is it?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You don't use it then.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Whatever. Stick it up here where you can miss it.
I got it Saturday afternoon.
Where'd you stand?
I still have my place in Verona.
Here we go.
Oh, you okay?
And I'm going to turn it on.
Oh, what? You're going to what?
Turn it on.
All right, he's going to turn on the mic now. Stand by, everyone.
It's on already.
So, Jim, tell us about your trip here. What did you do? Did you see anything interesting?
Some guy almost wiped me out. On the interstate.
Wow.
So, just like usual.
Oh my God. Were you going fast?
Of course.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Doing
oh my gosh, look. Off in the distance. It's the raging grannies. I'd recognize them anywhere.
Yes.
And they have their music too. I see it.
Speaking of music, what are we doing next?
I think I'll
whatever do, happened to
whatever happened to.
Oh, this is a great song. You should give his guy this song.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is one I wrote, and called "Whatever Happened to ... I think you'll all probably identify with it, judging by your age.
Did you have to say that?
No, I didn't have to say that. But you never know what's going to come out of my mouth, and I've got a microphone now, which makes it particularly dangerous.
Whoops, we got one more guy tuning up.
One more guy.
Is there a capo on this one?
Oops.
No.
No. That's why it's
the sound. Oh, hold on. We just got a weather report. It's going to be hot and sunny. Now, if you put that in the wrong place, I won't be able to see the words.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
You get it where you want.
He should know him. He wrote them.
Yeah, right.
I'm the same way. I gotta have the words.
I don't know what I had for breakfast. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I'm the same way.
Thank whatever you. Happened. He's next. We go for
it. Yeah, 20. Oh, yeah. And if the wind starts blowing, we're in trouble here.
I have no close winds.
Yeah, see? That's the thing about being in the service is that they always tell you to be prepared. Right, Thomas?
That was the Boy Scouts.
Oh, the Boy Scouts.
Boy Scout. I didn't do well there either.
Okay, I think Jim is just about ready.
Roll him.
All right. When I was young, a child of 10, TV was black and white. Loved to watch it every day, long into the night. Loved to watch Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. Remember Ned and Bobby and the rest of the Mouseteers. So whatever happened to the Riflemen and the rest of my TV friends? Where did all my heroes go? I want them back again. Want them back again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Beaver was my little brother. Wyatt Earp was like my dad. Spent mornings with Captain Kangaroo. Know what fun we had. Where is old Matt Dillon? Miss Kitty never can hurt. Where have we gone, Wagon Master? Fred and Ethel Burks. So whatever happened to the Riflemen and the rest of my TV friends? Where did all my heroes go? I want them back again. Want them back again. Remember Davy Crockett, he always made my day. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and Paladin, I wish to run today. The good guys always won the fight, and justice was always done. It was a land of happy endings, goodness and fairness and fun. Whatever happened to the Riflemen and the rest of my TV friends? Where did all my heroes go? I want them back again. Whatever happened to the Riflemen and the rest of my TV friends? Where did all my heroes go? I want them back again. Want them back again. Thank you. Thank you. That was Mark on lead. Nice job, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
As usual. Here's a song that I think some people will, probably all of us, that I wrote. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of people writing songs about love and forlorn and broken hearts and dating and all that other stuff. But then I thought, you know, we really need to have some of our own music. So here's a song I wrote with Dan Proud, who doesn't happen to be here today, but he is here in spirit. This is a song called Pills.
No capo?
No capo.
Thank you. you find that you complain about every ache and pain, just remember this refrain, take your pills. I get a glass of water and some pills from my daughter, and I do what I ought to, take my pills. Make my aches go away, ease my shakes every day. My bottle's here to stay, I take my pills. Pills to help me pee and help my left eye see. I'm walking fancy free cause of pills. They make my headaches leave. I'm so happy and relieved when the refills I receive for my pills help my liver make the bile. It's quick with a smile. I'm good all the while. I take my pills. They're colorful and bright. Take them morning, noon, and night. Everything will turn out right. Thank you, pills. Pills throw my hair and help me breathe the air and chase away every care. Pills. Just keep my ticker ticking, keep me alive and kicking. So don't be a chicken, take your pills. Got tablets for my back and my sacroiliac. After action in the sack, I take a pill. So listen to my song, you just can't go wrong. Wanna live real long, get your pills. Pills for what ail ya, pills for what fail ya. You can even have a meal, ya, all your pills. Pills, no more ills, no need for fancy frills. Take your pills, pills, no more ills, no need for fancy frills. Take your pills. A pills, all your pills, a pills, I take your pills.
I think I underplayed that a little bit.
Take a pill.
Take a pill, that's it. Anybody got any? Just pass them out. There was a time when you get arrested for having pills, but now it keeps our ticker ticking, which is a good thing. Here's a song, another song that Dan and I did. It's about another thing that we happen to have as seniors. I'm convinced that this is the only song ever written about a 401k. So, here we go.
Remember, boys, Capo 2.
Remember, boys.
That's our secret communication system.
Remember.
We're still here if you're out in radio land. We have a commercial coming up. The commercial's for Vets on Frets. That's us. Ready?
Ready, take it away.
Go.
I don't know, I can't see the chords on
D.
Oh, D.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have it.
Okay.
No, he's got it.
You know anybody know the tempo?
Yeah, it's no joke when you're flat broke and life turns rainy and gray. But I celebrate my good fate cause I got me a 401k. When things get better, I'm feeling sad. I just sit back and say, I'm a lucky duck and I don't give a pluck cause I got me a 401k. Singing, hey, hey, I got me a 401k. Singing, hip hooray for my good old 401k. I'm on a sunny street, I like everyone I meet. Always the month of May. Never beg, cause I got a nest egg, my good old 401k. When winter comes a-callin' and leaves start a-fallin', it's time to get away. I pull club stakes and for Florida break, cause it got me a 401k. Singing hey, hey, I got me a 401k. Singing hip hooray for my good old 401k. Oh, don't grab the dice if you want to have it nice. Don't delay a day. It'll make you happy. You'll look better than you're having with your good old 401k. But don't you worry, don't need to hurry. The sun's shining every day. If you want to play, then you got to say, I want me a 401k. Hey, 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 I got me a 401k. Singing hip hooray for my good old 401k. Hey, 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 got me a 401k. Singing hip hooray for my good old, good old, good old 401k. I hope I didn't disturb the neighbors.
One or two more songs.
Okay.
Sure.
15.
Did you say 10 or 12 more?
10 or 12 more. You can't
get this off the stage. People 15
doggies. Oh, we're looking for our music now. We're looking for it.
El numero 49.
There you go. Whoa. Okay.
Are we capo?
Yep. Capo 4.
Got it.
Hold on just a sec. All right. Now this song was written by a fellow by the name of Rich Trotto. He served in a MASH unit in Ludwigsburg, Germany in the Stuttgart area. And he's a friend of Dan Proud's, who's a member of our group Missing in Action. He's in, I think he's in Montana right now. At any rate, it's about, Rich moved to Alaska. He actually got a sled dog group and joined his sled dog group. And he was so touched by it all that he actually wrote this song. It's called 15 Dogs.
I'll start it, but Rick, how fast do you want to sing this?
How much time do we have?
It's a long song.
No, it's not.
Just pick one. Fifteen dogs in a sled full of gold, and we're pushing through the cold, with northern lights shining over Nome. I've got gold dust in my sled, and there's loving in my head, and the light on Front Street shine the way back home. I headed out a year ago in a freshly fallen snow, with 15 dogs and a sled full of dreams. Now my dreams have all come true, and I'm heading back to you with a gold-filled pouch and a bursting at the seams. 15 dogs and a sled full of gold, and we're pushing through the cold with northern lights a-shining over Nome. I've got gold dust in my sled, and there's loving in my head, and the lights on Front Street shine the way back home. Through blowing snow and crossing overflow, minus 40 blowing in my face. My
But my lead dog kept the trail, and the team stayed on his tail. And we moved and moving through the snow and ice. 15 dogs on a sled full of gold, and we're pushing through the cold, with northern lights a-shining over Nome. I've got gold dust in my head, and there's loving in my head, and the lights on Front Street shine the way back home. I've been digging for a year, I've been dying for a beer, eating what I caught and ain't caught me. Now my digging all is through, and I'm heading back to you, and that golden jewel on the shores of the Bering Sea. 15 dogs in a sled full of gold, and we're pushing through the cold, and the northern lights are shining over Nome. I've got gold dust in my sled, and there's loving in my head, and the lights on Front Street shine the way back home. And I'm hearing back on down into Nome. You can meet me at the Bering Sea Saloon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been a great audience. Have I told you any knock-knock jokes yet?
Oh.
Never mind. Thanks for having us. This is great. That's on frets.